Thank you, Chair. Food sovereignty is very important concept and practice for peasant and other people working in rural areas. If we study this food sovereignty, we have seen good practice from all over the world, especially in relation with the realization of right to the food. As reflected in the draft declaration, food sovereignty is not new in many parts of the world, especially after the food crisis in 2008 and the increasing number of hunger people in the world that reached 1 billion population at the time. In Asia, we see the more democratized food and agriculture system in rural areas of Indonesia, Nepal. We feel where people have their traditional and cultural way to manage their food production in a more equitable, emancipatory way. Indonesia has recognized this concept since the beginning of the new millennia and then put that into a good public policy with the Law on Food number 18, year 2012. Nepal has been the state who practiced food sovereignty in many levels in the communities with the reference from its constitution and in other countries in other regions. We emphasize that it's time to be more open-minded and embrace the good practice for the betterment of our food and agriculture system, but also human rights. Food sovereignty will not undermine state sovereignty. We can ensure states on that. We can even offer UN article in the General Provision, Article 28, about this. In the context of creating a historical human rights movement and for the better future of the peasant and other people working in rural areas, as well as the humanity, we would like states to include food sovereignty in Article 15 and also in the preamble. Thank you, Chair.